Welcome everyone to the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast for the new year. I'm Mike Williams, the Director of Communications. To my right, your left.
I'm Angeli Adel, the VP of Advocacy.
Oh, and we have a new co-host.
Oh my gosh, am I a co-host?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm Corey Fairholm, the immediate past president.
And we've given her lots of work to do.
That's okay.
Yeah. We're so excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. And this is technically season 3.
Technically, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So.
Season 1 had 2 episodes.
Just a couple of episodes.
We're figuring things out.
Yeah, we're learning things.
That's cool. Season 3.
Season 3. We took a little summer break. We all had busy summers, and now we're back to the swing of things, right?
I hope so.
We hope so.
We'll try.
Kind of.
I mean, back to school, right? That's it. August, back to school. That's where we're at. I had kids that started school. Have your kids started yet?
Started 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yesterday, I mean, 1 day ago. Holy cow, I thought it was Wednesday. Wish.
Can you believe that it's that time of year?
No.
No, I'm having a hard time. And I don't even have kids in elementary school.
But your kids are starting college or started college already?
Yeah.
Did they start already?
No, next week.
Next week, okay.
That's cool.
How many kids do you have in college right now?
2.
2. Okay.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so weird.
I know, they grow up fast, let me tell you. Before you know it, they're off to college and having their own kids, so enjoy the time. When they're little, enjoy that time.
Well, I was watching my mother-in-law talk to this lady at church, and then I talked to her later, and she was kind of just telling me her story, and she has 3 kids. One was from a previous marriage, and so she has just 2 of her own with her husband, and she was like, I'm 22, and I was like, I'm so much older than you. Like, you are now closer to my daughter's age, like, than I am to your age, and that was so weird.
That's strange.
I'm getting old. It's fine.
Just wiser.
I guess.
More experienced.
I guess.
In season 3, will you be producing a question?
Yes. So today's question is, okay, when you're leaving to go somewhere, do you plan any extra time, like for traffic or anything?
Oh, definitely. I do.
Well, I try, but kids, it just doesn't work out. So I always tell my wife, like, so an example, when we go to Cookie Cutters for haircuts, I'm like, okay, it is 18 minutes away. We need to leave for our 4:30 appointment. We need to leave at least, let's do 4 so we have some time. It's always 4:12, so 18 minutes away. It's always that. Like, get in the car.
I try to leave time, but I'm always, like, running late. Or I'm trying to, like, I always think I've, like, you know, budgeted enough time to get all the things that I need to bring, and I have not, so.
Or something always happens as you walk out the door.
Yeah.
You have to put the dog in, or the phone rings, or.
Yeah. And, it, like, in the days that you're, like, over-prepared, too, you're, like, ready to go earlier, something always happens to you, and you're, like, anyways.
I try.
Yeah. We try. That's it. Okay, so today we're kind of talking about back to school and what PTAs are doing at back to school and kind of what they should be doing during back to school, because I feel like sometimes there's a lot of things, but we neglect the important things that we need to be doing. We encourage most PTAs to hold a membership drive, and usually that happens at back to school night. Did your school do anything for back to school night for PTA?
No. I mean, we haven't had a back to school night yet.
You haven't had a back to school night, but you started school?
Mm-hmm. It's strange. Just in this elementary school that we're at. At the other elementary school, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it did. One elementary school now. But we will have a back to school night in a couple weeks.
Yes. Okay.
It's probably changed it this year, or?
The principal wanted to do just a meet and greet.
Oh, okay.
And, but it was just 1 hour run through the school. The next one we have that she's planned, PTA will be all set up. We'll have hot dogs and all the fun stuff.
Well, I'd rather sign up. don't know, sometimes at back to school night, I feel like overwhelmed when I come in, you know, because there's like often tables of things to sign up for. And I'm like, oh, I just need to meet the kid's teacher. Like,
and that's what we do.
Like, that's all I want to do right now. Like, it's too much. Like, and I'm like, when the kids were a little bit younger, when I had four in elementary school, I was like, oh man, that's like a lot of t-shirts I have to buy, or a lot of hoodies I have to buy. Like, I was like, I'm not talking to that table.
The PTA that we went to that didn't have it, it was great. They just had a paper and a QR code. Sign up. And I was like, thank you so much.
For membership. Easier. See, that's easier too. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Nice.
I like that. Yeah.
Good. Signed up for you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or just, they can give it to you as they walk out the door, right?
Yep.
And say, here, just sign up, or here's our QR code, or this is where you can go to sign up for membership.
Yeah.
And,
super easy.
But, I mean, we need membership because...
It was a good flyer. Like, yeah, I think information.
I love when they have a flyer for you at the end of it, because most parents take home all those papers and, you know, you fill out all the papers and you look through all the flyers. Because I'm like, if I don't have, like, a thing about it, I'm going to forget.
Yep.
You know, so I like when they have, you know, a table set up, but also, like, a flyer to take home.
With a way to do it. And
yeah.
Or even an email being sent out, or, mm-hmm. you know, a social media post to say, hey, join this PTA.
Yeah.
And, you know, explain why. I think that's important, too.
Yeah. Just good reminder that we always have to redo our membership, too. So.
Yeah, surely.
Anyone's listening... you can still pay cash, and we have a bunch of envelopes here at the office if you wanted to. And I actually had Hillcrest High, their PTA president, call me and say, hey, do you guys have any more of those envelopes? I was like, go to the office.
We got lots.
We have plenty of those.
So if you want to pay cash, that's the way to go. So I like the QR code better.
I think most people do, but some people...
Yeah, do people really do cash?
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm trying to remember as I've done membership drives over the last couple of years. We did have some people do cash, but it's not the norm. Yeah. I don't know.
I know my experience with cash at one of the elementary schools, a lot of the like refugees, they all had cash.
And I was just thinking that probably mm-hmm. those I don't maybe not have a bank account or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So cash would be the way to go.
Yeah.
So be prepared.
Definitely don't do checks. No more checks.
No checks.
No more checks.
No checks.
Except for me, I have a checkbook, so it's okay.
Well, I'm just always like, what do I use a check for? Like, and even taking my kids to the bank, they're like, what do you do at a bank? Like, I'm like, yeah.
They don't know.
Well, it's so different, so. Anyways, okay, so everyone's going to hold a back-to-school membership drive, you know, get your members and get your contacts so that you're ready for the year, and then make sure you hold a meeting ASAP so you can approve your budget if you haven't already done that.
That needs to be done. It's the deadline before, like, August 31st.
Yeah, I think so, because you got to turn in all your stuff.
Yeah.
All your beginning of your paperwork. But if you don't have a budget, you can't really be spending money.
Until that's approved by your membership. Exactly.
Yeah. So hopefully you had a meeting or have a meeting on the books or something so you can get your budget approved. That is so important.
Get your bank signers.
Yep.
Yeah, change the signers on the checking account to make sure that they're the ones left for this year.
And make sure you bring your minutes. If you haven't changed your bank accounts yet, make sure you bring your minutes of when people changed so that they know that it's legit too.
Don't forget your ID when you go to the bank.
Yeah. I guess that's important.
That's important too. They want to know who you are.
Exactly.
So that the name on your driver's license matches the ones in the minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's really important in the minutes to be specific to say, this is a new president, this is a new president-elect, this is secretary, treasurer, because we have found schools that don't do that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, there's nothing in the minutes to say that you're the new president or you're the new president-elect. So make sure that is in the minutes.
Yeah.
And that actually happens.
And that is clear.
Yeah, that is totally clear, because we have had schools going, we never said that. It's like, put that in your minutes so they know, hey, yeah, this is a new president, this is a new president-elect, secretary, treasurer.
Yeah.
So they can put that on the checking account. So important.
Yeah. So important.
This is why we have Corey, so she can tell us all the cool things that have happened.
Oh, sure. I don't know if I remember them all.
She's like, I forgot everything.
Lifer's song is Omega. Huh?
Yeah. I don't need to remember any of that information anymore. But today we were in the car, and my daughter was asking me something, and I was like, I don't know. I can't remember, like, something. I don't know. And then the Shania Twain song came on, and I was like, I know every song by her. And she was like, but you can't remember this thing that I just told you about school? And I'm like, no. My head is full of music from when I was a teenager, and I can't remember anything these days. I need to forget some of that stuff.
Put it to song.
All right. Everything's going to song now.
That's how you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, so you've changed signers, you're holding back to school drive of some sort. Make it fun. We're having a meeting to talk about our budget activities for the year. I always love making sure that, like, the principal has kind of, like, something planned for that meeting, too. Like, a message, like, hey, we're back to school, you know, something, I don't know, exciting or something they want to focus on that year. Or I think it's a good place for, like, principals to share their goals for the school year, too. I'm trying to think.
I mean, but it's really good, too, that if the, you know, the new board goes and meets with the principal before.
Yeah.
To say, hey, these are all the activities we want. This is the calendar. Will you look to make sure the calendar doesn't conflict with another school activity? And then they can, you know, and also meet with the principal to be on the same page, because principal is part of your executive committee. Yep. So they should be there being a part of it, and then say, hey, we want to plan this back to school night. These are the things we want to do. Here's the agenda, so that the principal understands what needs to be done too.
Yeah.
And that's a great communication and that relationship builder with the principal. So the principal goes, oh, hey, yes, I work with the PTA. I know what they're doing.
Yeah. What advice would you give Corey if a president were to say that they feel like they know their principal, but they don't have that good of a relationship? Like, what would you say to them?
Yeah, you know, and that's so hard, because there are two different things, right? The principal is more concerned about the school, and the PTA president's got to do all the programs. But it's that relationship builder. So I would say start, like, in June, July, start talking to the principal. Hey, you know, I'm the new PTA president. Let's work together. And if it's really hard, I mean, I always believe in treats, you know, cookies, Diet Coke, whatever their favorite drink is. But get to know them, and it might be like a hard conversation, you know, like, hey, we really got to work together. What's the problem here? But usually most principals are really good and say, hey, I see the advantage of working together with a PTA, and they're going to help us all and that kind of stuff. But always bring in maybe your president-elect, your secretary or treasurer, so there's always two of you, so that you can, you know, build that relationship. But it is working together with them and sitting down with them and just building that relationship of trust, right?
Yeah.
So that they trust you and that they're going to be understanding and, hey, you know. But ask them what their goals are. What do you want PTA to do? What can we do? These are the rules we need to follow, but we're willing to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just, you got to start working on it, like, in June, July.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're, like, now going, oh, my gosh, it's already August and I haven't done anything. No, go in there and get in there.
Yeah.
Also, too, a really important person is that secretary, because that principal listens to that secretary.
Oh, yeah.
So work with that secretary. Treats, you know.
They always love a good treat.
Yeah, but they just want to be, you know, recognized as a person. So get to know them, you know. Hey, how was your day yesterday? How was your weekend? Ask them those kind of things. It's not always like, okay, PTA needs this, this, and this. No, say, hey, how was your weekend? What can I do to help you? Or be there so that they can depend on you as a PTA.
Yeah. And I would say, too, if that relationship is a struggle, I feel like sometimes it might just be a struggle the whole time, but don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up.
You know,
oh, yeah,
like, you know, keep having those meetings, keep talking things out. And you know what? Maybe you guys just don't totally jive, but sometimes that is just what happens. You know, we don't jive with everybody, but don't give up on that relationship just because it's not happening right away.
Well, and I think that's so important, because sometimes presidents get frustrated.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my gosh, the principal's not letting me do anything. They're telling me no, I can't do this PTA thing. But like you said, don't give up, because maybe they're just having a bad week or they're maybe stressed. Go in there and, you know, be visible to say, hey, I can do, you know, hearing screening. I can do vision screening. I can help that. PTA is able to help that. So they're like, oh, I can depend on PTA. Yeah. So that's so important, because I've seen some presidents go, forget it. He doesn't like me. I'm not going to do anything. And then they have a rocky relationship going. Yeah. But it's a relationship you're going to have to develop and work on.
Yeah. I think sometimes, too, when presidents are struggling with principals, that it's okay to ask, like, why? Like, if, yeah. you know, if they're always saying no to events, like come at them, like, you just really want to know why. Like, is there some policy that the event, you know, isn't following? Or is it, you know, does the principal have different ideas on how the event should look? Or, you know, kind of that why behind it, you know? Because sometimes there are, like, oh, that... we can't do this because it's not following the rules, or our district has this policy, or whatever. And I think, don't be scared to ask why. I mean, don't do it rudely or anything, but come approach it genuinely, you know, like,
well, because you want to seek the understanding.
Yeah,
right? You want
yeah.
to understand why maybe there's rules on the district you know, district that he or she has to follow, and then there's rules on the PTA. So let's come together
yeah.
and sit down. And like I said, it might be a hard conversation mm-hmm. at the first.
Yeah.
But as you work it out, and communication, I think communication is so vital. If I say, oh, I'm not going to talk to him, I'm only going to text him, email him, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But sit down with him in the office or in the school and say, hey, let's talk about this so that we can have a better relationship.
Yeah, and I always recommend at the beginning of the school year, sit down and set, like, a meeting schedule, you know, with your principal, whether that's, like, every 2 weeks or once a month or yeah. whatever. And then you can kind of, at least you have it set in stone, and then you can kind of evaluate and be like, oh, okay, we're doing fine, we don't need it this week or whatever. But sit down and make that schedule so that you guys can have that, like, constant contact about things going on.
Well, and two, I mean, the principal's going to realize how important the PTA president and the PTA board is, because they're out in the community and they're hearing things and they're mm-hmm. talking to the parents. And if that principal has that relationship, then those parents are going to come to the principal and say, hey, we got to worry about this, or we got to do this, or this went really well, what can we do to improve, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that, I think, is a great way for the principal to realize, hey, these PTA people are important here. I can really, you know, work with them and communicate with them. But the biggest thing is keep that communication open
mm-hmm.
and being willing to sit down and have a hard conversation, right?
Yeah.
But keep that communication line open. I think that's so vital.
Yeah.
Totally. Because we see that every single year, we see principals and PTA presidents kind of learning how to
yeah.
work with each other.
I think another good way is SEC.
Uh-huh.
Then you can hear.
Wait, what's that?
Student School Community Council. Thank you. So yeah, School Community Council. There, the needs and wants of the school are discussed that very first meeting, and one of the things that we struggle with, well, I guess the state, is absenteeism, and kids coming to school late. And so the PTA had a representative in there, and he thought, well, why don't we use the PTA to come up with a bike bus? And so we have a bike bus at our school now where parents...
What does that mean?
Yeah, parents have a biking route and tell kids, hey, if your parents aren't able to take you to school, we'll meet at this corner at this time, and you just ride your bike to a certain spot. And then it's a, you know, a bus of bikes of kids and parents that take the kids to school on a bike bus.
That's amazing.
That is so awesome.
That's community coming yeah. together mm-hmm. for our kids. That's yeah. amazing. That's yeah. awesome.
I love that so much.
I love
much.
That, too, because that right there is... Hey, it's just not about my kid. It's about everyone, and I will be able to...
Yep.
I'm willing to help get your kids to school. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The principal gets on board with the PTA when they're like, wait, what? You're going to solve a problem of mine? Then that connection happens pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can help principal out with something they're struggling with. It's pretty awesome.
Well, and that's where you got to have that communication of like what your goals are, and you know, or what problems are our community facing. Yeah. You know, because I feel like the last couple of years our school has struggled with literacy, and so as a PTA, we've been like, okay, here are some events we can help with, like with literacy, you know. And I feel like that helps the principal be like, okay, I don't have to stress as much because I know like these other things are happening as well too.
And it was a good way to get our health commissioner involved too, because they were like, oh, what else can we do? We had mechanics come to the school, the bike mechanics, and helped kids with their brakes and made sure kids knew about helmets, and we were able to obtain some helmets for free. I mean, it's just
it's a community working. It's a community together.
Thing, mm-hmm. right?
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I love us so there you go.
That's
much.
That's the mission statement.
I know. I love it.
Coming together to help these kids.
Yep.
Yeah, I love us so much.
Advocate for children.
Yes.
With communities and families.
I love it.
So,
that's so
that's
great.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right there. That's a good story.
Yeah. I love
good
it.
Reality, yeah. And school community council, I think that's important too, because a lot of times people are like, well, I'll just be on the school community council and PTA is over here. No, they should be working together. Mm-hmm. So PTA volunteers should be serving on school community council and vice versa.
Yeah.
Because they have two different goals, but they're all coming together for that school community.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the school community council discusses needs that they can't fill.
Yeah.
But PTA can help fill it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But it's a partnership, mm-hmm. right? It's yep. a partnership working yep. together. So that was, hey, we have an issue. Our kids aren't getting to school safely. But, okay, PTA has volunteers mm-hmm. so they can help. So they were able to call in PTA.
Yep.
To help solve the problem.
Yep. And I feel like when your PTA is, like, solving real problems, that brings in just, like, so much power. And you can really see, like, the good that PTA can do when you're solving problems, you know?
Well, and I like what you said before. It's like every community has a different need, right? Mm-hmm. And so it might be the school, safe walking routes, or it might be literacy.
Right.
But that's when you come together with your school community council, your principal, and the PTA to say, let's work on this one goal. How can we all come together and work to improve the literacy of our kids or make sure that they get to school safely?
Yeah.
So that is the whole community coming together. I mean, we don't, you know, we're not asking every PTA you have to have a safety commission or health and all that, but you focus on the needs of that community at that time.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I think is so important. Is what do we need to work on?
Yeah.
And it may not be literacy. It might be math.
Yep.
Or it might be absenteeism.
Yeah.
It's what do we need to work together? And that's when the parents, because we all have a more powerful voice than PTA, right? It's just not me doing it all by myself. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of us working together to make a difference. That's what I think is important.
Mm-hmm. And I think as you're, like, planning events for this coming year, and, I mean, you may have already planned some, but I think it's really good to go and sit down with each event and see if it follows the mission, you know? Mm-hmm. Are we just doing this event because, like, we've always had a fall carnival? Or are there some reasons why we do the fall carnival? You know, and I feel like when you can list those reasons of why you're doing each activity and how it relates back to the mission, you know, then you're doing what a good PTA should be doing.
Yeah.
You know?
It always should go back to the mission. When you plan those activities, how does this go back to the mission?
Yeah.
And you're right. Some schools, we have to have a traditional carnival. We've done this years and years. But maybe it doesn't work this year because maybe there's not funding or maybe the community's burned out, whatever, right? But you do what that community needs.
Yeah. And if you're like, look, this community needs a carnival, I'm not like shooting out the carnival, okay?
No, I love carnivals.
They're so great. They're so much work, but they are so great. But it's just like, I hear so many presidents say, like new presidents say, I have to do this activity because we've always done this. And I'm totally not like a traditionist person. And so I'm like, don't do it. First off, I'm going to change it. Don't do it. But I'm like, if you can sit down and you can see how this event, whether it's traditional or not, fulfills the needs of your community, then do it.
Yeah.
You know, if it works and it fits the mission, still do it, you know. But I don't know, if you don't have volunteers or bandwidth, I feel like you can kind of go through activities too and pick out which ones are the most important, mm-hmm. you know.
And you're totally right. If you don't have the volunteers, don't burn yourself out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if there's only 10 of you doing it and you have to do all these things, you're going to get burned out. Do what you feel you can do for your PTA without being burned out.
Yeah.
Because the whole, we don't want burned out volunteers, right?
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not fair to the kids, the families. So don't get burned out.
Yeah. And I feel like with COVID, we all kind of learned, like, what things were the most important to us when we couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? And so when we came back to school, we were like, oh, okay, we really, that activity didn't mean anything to us, you know? Yeah. Or like, oh, this one was so important. We got to make sure we still have that movie night or whatever the activity was. But I think that's important as we're starting this school year. And I think most PTAs start their planning, like, in May and June. But I think it's a good idea now that school has started, you've had your summer, you've talked to more people, to kind of sit down and make sure that's still what you want to do, you know?
Well, two, your fundraiser may not have gone really well. Yeah. You may not have enough funds.
Yeah.
So you also look at that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to, you know, and it's okay to cancel some or not do some.
Yeah.
That's okay. Do what is the most important to your community.
And I mean, here on the state board, we say PTA flexible all the time, right? We gotta
like
be
all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Oh, that didn't work. We're PTA flexible.
But I do think it's important to be flexible. And sometimes when you're in the middle of your year, things come up and you're like, that's a great idea. We're gonna institute that. You know, like, don't be afraid to do those things that are right, even though it's like you didn't plan it, you know.
Just make sure you got the budget for
yeah,
it, too.
For yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Make sure you got the money. Make sure you get your budget approved.
That's important.
That's important. So we're working on our relationships with our principals. I loved what Corey said about making sure you bring someone with you, because I feel like sometimes you need a buffer, you know?
Well, it's always good to go in, like, in two, because sometimes when I do that, I'm like, did I hear that right? You know, you can go back and, like, have that conversation with that, you know?
Especially, too, if you know it's going to be a hard conversation and, like, your emotions might be more involved than you are planning, it's always good to have that second person there, too.
Totally.
So, so have those meetings with your principals. What else do we feel like PTA should be doing back to school? Put them on the spot.
There's a lot of things.
I know, we just talked about a lot
of things. I know, so many things.
But planning out the year, also too, holding those board meetings, I think that's important to hold them once a month. I mean, that's what it says in the bylaws, is to hold them monthly, and to make sure that you're communicating with everyone involved. Because there's a lot of things happening. There's, like, reflections, and there's back to school. There might be the fundraiser whenever you decide to hold the fundraiser. So, I mean, there's so many things that is going on right now.
Yeah.
That people are like, oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming. But do the best, you know, you can't, I mean, there's Red Ribbon Week coming up, and there's Walk to School Day, and I mean, there's so many things, so do the best you can, right? Don't get overwhelmed.
Hang in there.
Hang in there one day at a time.
And I feel like sometimes the beginning of the year feels, like, very overwhelming, so just hang in there, take a breath. It's okay.
Well, and that's why, you know, that's why it's important to talk to your board, communicate with your board, go to those council trainings so that you can learn of the things that you need to do, because there's things that have to be turned in, your budget and, you know, your conflict of interest, and all of those forms need to be turned in. So look at your bylaws when those are due and make sure that you get those in. But it's sometimes it gets overwhelming. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, did I forget something? And if you did, that's okay. Turn it in and we understand.
Yep.
That's the not fun part, doing all the paperwork, but just get it done. Turn it in.
But, you know, let's say why we need that paperwork. Because we are a 501c3.
Yep.
We report to the IRS that, you know, because the Utah PTA is a parent umbrella, and we have, you know, local units underneath us, and there's certain requirements that we need to meet with the IRS so we can be a nonprofit.
Yep.
So those are those things that we need to turn in to make sure, you know, they're in compliance. So there is reasons why we turn those in, and sometimes it's like, oh, I can't do it. But no, that is to be in good standing, and the IRS, so that the IRS sees us as a nonprofit organization. And we've been doing this for 100 years, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the IRS recognizes Utah PTA as a nonprofit, as well as all the local units underneath us. So,
which is amazing.
Yeah. So there's a reason why we need to do that.
Yeah.
And that's in your handbook.
Yep. If you didn't read your handbook yet, it's time to read your handbook.
It's also online at utahpta.org. All that information is there. Read your bylaws, because those bylaws, those dates are in there, and those dates are important.
Yeah, and especially as like a new executive committee, make sure you know what those bylaws say, you know. And
but I even think, I know of some PTAs, like, every month they, like, cover bylaws.
Yeah.
And do a little bit of bylaws training, because a lot of times people are like, oh, bylaws, I don't want to read them. It's like foreign language to me, right? But if you read it and then you discuss it, then you have an understanding. Oh, these are the positions. This is the nominating committee. This is why we got to turn in this paperwork.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're not that scary. I love the bylaws.
I know. They seem scary at first, but they're really not.
No, they're
and,
not.
And yeah. They're really not written to, they're not hard to understand.
No, they're not. And if you discuss it,
yeah.
Say, hey, what does this mean? Then everyone can have that discussion to say, oh, that's what these are. So it's a good idea to study those bylaws, mm-hmm. read them. Do some training on them.
Yeah, totally. Like your general
meetings. And everyone should have a copy of them.
Yep.
Even the principal.
They're on the website.
They're on the website.
You can just search them. It's right up.
It's right there. It's under resources, bylaws.
Yeah. I love it.
Love bylaws.
Cool. What else, Angelie?
I'm trying to think of all the things I did when I was a president.
I think you covered a lot of them.
I know. We covered the really important things.
Just take
one day at a time.
Put your board together.
Yeah, if you don't have...
Hey, that's a good point, too. What if so many... Because a lot of times people are like, I can't do it. I work. I have kids. Kids at home. And then they're like, okay, it's like the president and the treasurer. There's like two or three of you doing
mm-hmm.
it. How do you find volunteers? That's what's hard.
It is hard.
It is very hard. I always say, like, a personal invitation goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no, they usually share why. So sometimes you didn't know that they just got a new job or they're going through whatever. You know, so you learn some things about them and you're like, okay, maybe we'll consider you next year, you know, when your life is a little different, you know. Or.
But even if they can only do, like, maybe an hour a week...
We'll take them.
Then you can find something for them to do.
Yep.
Hey, if you only have an hour, can you do this? Or, hey, I'm not really busy from September to November. Oh, would you be interested in the book fair? Or would you be interested in reflections? And then they could do that and even have a committee, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this person said they could only give 2 hours. Maybe call her and she can be on your committee. And then we can, you know, get them together. But it is, sometimes it, like, gets overwhelming. Where do we find people to help us? And parents want to be in the schools and they want to give back. So you just have to figure out, what can you give?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give 2 hours? Okay, we'll take 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can only do stuff at home? Okay, hey, we got this, you know, can you do this at night? And they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you ask.
Yep.
And that's the big thing, too. Just ask.
Yeah.
Ask them to join PTA, ask them to volunteer.
Well, I know a lot of schools have, like, a separate back-to-school night for their kindergarten. I always say, like, make sure PTA is at that kindergarten back-to-school night, too, you know, to talk to those new parents that are just...
Fresh blood.
They're just starting, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them are just starting their school journey with their child. And, you know, when they learn that, like, this school is PTA, like, this is just, like, what we do... You know, then you get new people involved as well, too.
But, you know, also, too, don't just think it's just moms.
No, I mean, totally. Dads, grandmas.
Grandparents, grandmas, grandpas. I think there's, you know, people that are like, oh, it's just the moms. Oh, no, the dads can come. Grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen grandparents. I mean, they're retired, right? They can give a couple days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have a lady who, her mom... comes to book fair every year. So I'm like, hey, Brooke's mom.
But she participates, right?
Yeah. She does the cash register for us every year. And I appreciate it.
That's
There's
awesome.
A grandma that I met who lives in Draper who drives to Provo 3 times a week to volunteer in her grandkids' school.
That's awesome.
because she's like, I have nothing. I want to be with my grandkids and
yeah.
I'm willing to help. So I think we need to
draw on those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ask. I think that's the biggest thing.
I think ask too, and also identify, have stuff identified for them. Because mm-hmm. some people are like, well, what do you have that I can do for 2 hours?
Let me get back.
Cut pieces of paper? Like, oh, crud. When I was PTA president for the first year, I came up with a list, and it was so dumb, but I had these little clocks, and I would say, like, this assignment would take 2 hours a week. This assignment is 30 minutes a week, and I just listed them out. So people would be like, oh, I can do that. Oh, I can do this. Then I had people, I can't do any of that. Will you take $100? Sure.
Yes, we'll do that too. Like, but I think people totally would respond to that though, because they're like seeing their time.
Like, how much can I commit?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, maybe they're really interested in health and they can only give an hour, but if you have the time, buy it. This will take a half an hour every other week or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then and they're like, hey, I can do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then once they get in, then you're like, oh, I could probably give more time.
Right.
This didn't really take that much time. That I'm simple. Willing to also help with this area.
Yeah.
So make sure you identify stuff.
Yeah, people. I love that.
No, I like that list, uh-huh. like all of the activities and stuff
yeah.
and what is going to happen. I think that's great.
Like I put on their field day, 8 hours. Like it's a little more demanding, but there's people like, oh, I love field day. Okay,
yeah.
Sweet. I mean.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, I love the health area. So Red Ribbon Week, maturation, that was kind of what I loved to do.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what you...
You identify him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, identify him.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I think we gave some good advice on what we should be doing at the start of the school year. And I think if you do these things, you're going to have a really successful year.
Yeah, I agree.
And... after you listen to this podcast, if you're like, you haven't done any of those things, that's okay. You're going to start now.
Don't be overwhelmed.
Yep. You're going to take a breather. Take it one day at a time. You're going to use your executive committee and your board to help you. You know, you can only go up.
And plus, I mean, there's tons of PTA volunteers on the council, region, state level that yeah. would be willing to help as well. And that's what we're here. We're all here to yep. make a difference.
Yep.
So.
I love it. We still gonna dance?
Let's dance.
Are we dancing?
One, yeah. two, three.